for wolves at his great bull.
And would that be riches?
And right at the lower end, or the, where my dad ran storm, he took rock and built him a thing. Oh my gosh. 150 feet or something. And then when the rain really come, it water then would just kinda come up here and just settle on. It'd go through some, but wouldn't go through fast and dam up. And he had some land that was really good.
Then what about the just low lying or grassland that's good for nothing but just that in Canada for it's on that you really couldn't grow anything. Any name for that?
Pasture.
And what about one might have this much in there, but I know that with farm land where you have water standing all the time over it.
Swamp?
They have to be much swamp land.
No, not much.
That's one of the things you have to do always in Alabama, get a clear swamp for you. I guess in Florida too.
No, he didn't have pipe, couldn't get pipe. And there was, we had a swamp, and he started down here at the creek, and dug it right over there, and took rock and turned, just put them in like that, and just turned them up edge. It wouldn't go flat. I guess they had to be.
What kinds of soil do they have here?
Sandy.
Most sandy soil.
We don't have limestone this kind. Campbell County does.
Yeah, I just assumed it
would be. Well, our rock goes on the road comes out of Campbell County.
Your soil is a little better probably than theirs.
For some things it is and some. It's not. They have to go to Campbell County, Jamestown, or up towards Somerset, some place to get rock. And that's the reason they have so much trouble here and talk about the road superintendent. It's expensive. That's all. That's all you can do.
Have you ever seen a kind of soil that's maybe partly sand and partly clay? That kind of soil, have you had in there?
Very little.
You ever heard them talk about a loam or a loamy soil?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Nope.
That's more of a combination where it's not all sand or not all clay.
You talk about if you had swamps or something like that and they were getting the water off, you said it didn't want to.
Draining.
And did you ever see them dig something to drain it off? What would you call the things that dig to drain?
Well, the first thing that I'm talking about my father was a ditch, and then he turned them rock over. And
that's a ditch.
Coming out on trip.
You're talking about things like that. When you had a big rain and it's washed out over deep, deep, narrow valley like thing, what would you call that? Maybe a deep valley cut.
I believe they said gully. I've heard that word used lately.
That's what I always heard kind of too,
gully.
What about in a road where you just washed out the place there? What would they name for that? Big rain like they've been having lately.
I can't recall.
Yes.
Now,
you mentioned creek. Around here, what are some of the names of problems, more important rivers and creeks and so forth in the area? Could you mention a few of them?
New River, and then New River runs into Cumberland River.
Whereabouts is the New River in, say, in relation to